Shin Chav Gimel. We did Sif Dalet. We have to finish Mishav Berurah and Sif Dalet. We're holding Mishav Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Tes. Does that sound right? Okay. Does that sound right? Yeah. Okay. So came along and said, "Avagav the Osir, you can't mention Dom and Klau. That's something's not making you do it." Chozrat Chilas says, "Hagav, Kamer, the whole the Kamer along the Osir lehasker Dom and Klau." Karn Rabbin and I were saying that you use Dhamim as a way to indicate the amount that you want. So you're allowed to say Dhamim. We know there's a law. You can't say Dhamim. So the answer is, who would ever shame you do it? Hano shame the Dabra, who kitzba, who psikis Dhamim. Shows the Lunuchal Armor, Shemasha, his Galoi, but Pasha, the Rakla, Dia, the Kama. We did this already. We didn't do Zefe yet. Okay, I don't know. Okay, so that when you mentioned the word Pasha, the Rakla Dila Kamu Tsar, will leave Sukta Vimara Mikhu Shre, and you there come and get to Leba Ad Shir Zadamim. Vadavar Shiadua Mikhai, Rinna the Samara Baalma Nakta, Ladia Kamu Hutsar, Vadim Shashain, Lahuska Kam Mahira Vadamim, El Nasina Baalma Kamayit. So if I'm mentioning the word Pasha, meaning the coin, and there's no set price. I can't be telling you an amount. So it means I'm discussing how much money I want to pay. So now I'm discussing business. But if according to this opinion, if it's a set price, so then that's a way to tell you how much I want. So it's not necessarily discussing a mecca. Then the Ramah said,
"We did chaf also."
And we did chaf also.
Yeah, making the holes to indicate. We talked about that.
Okay.
We did the
Mechabra.
Hey, yes.
Okay. So maybe my we did that. Okay, so hold on, my Vav.
Yeah.
No, we're holding by Zion. We did Vav. Okay, hold on, my Zion. We did Zion also, we just didn't finish off the Birei Halacha on Zion.
Yeah.
So you know what? I must have not updated the markings. Okay, so now the Mechaber said you're allowed to be in Siv Zayin. Start over again. Siv Shin Chav Gimel Siv Zayin. We saw the Sif. We saw the Mishaburas. We did not do the Bir Halacha on it yet. Okay. So Mechaber brought one opinion. I mean, you're allowed to be Matul one said Yesho Yisrael. Okay. Zot dibir lochem mutal hatul yeshayim. Tama ilo shtei deyosu. We said this bed if you chesam in the kuliyama also hatul kli tomei afilu biyamtiv. You cannot be toivel a kli which is tomei and yamtiv. Okay, why? Menasim rabba tam gzera shemi yavirenu dalamus v'shus rabim gzera yamtiv otur shabbos. Rav Yosef tam shemi yischoit. There's even kelim dalav and eschita otur kelim dimen eschita. Because tumas the din of yoni tuma applied to begadim also applies to anything. So there goes to all kalim. Rabbi nosan tam shema yisha had klila in the top of ad zman yamtiv v'shabbos shupari lo mimalacha v'yavu l'day tekola yishkach v'shamash b'ay tuma kalim atvila. So he says the gzera is if you're gonna you might just leave it for yamtiv because it's more convenient to do it then you'll end up using it for Truma being the time of the Truma, Rabbanu Tam the time that the Nirkim is second Kli. Okay, Veriv Hevi Rak Tam of Rav Yosef of Shema Yischait, and Tam Ravivi of Shema Yisha Kli. Now, Mamela, the Fi Elo Ashte Tom and Mutal Hatu Kli Chodesh. So, the more talking about a Kli which is Tomei. And the issue is Hilchus Tum and Tahara. We don't have that Bezman Azeh. What we have is Kalim Chadashim, which need Tevila. So the issue of Shema Yisro doesn't apply because Tumah Tahara applies to Begadim. Tilas Kalim, which we have of Kli Chadash, doesn't apply to Begadim. So Rabbi Yosef Swara doesn't apply. Shema Yisro, there's no Shema Yisro on the Kalim which we use. And the Gzera of Shema Yisro, and you're going to end up using it for Tumah, doesn't apply either. Because that's not an issue. That's the issue of Tumah in Tahara. So it's a Kli Chadash, that's not the issue. So by truma, the kli which is talking about matama, the truma, there's an instant the rice that eat truma tamei. There's a halacha, you're not supposed to use a kli without being tamei. It doesn't make the food aser. Even though it's aser, the iser being mishtamish with a kli before tefillah is the rabbanon. You have to be tevil, that's a mitzvah to be tevil. You didn't do it, okay? Chazal said, you know what? If we're going to let you use it beforehand, people are going to be motivated to be tevil. So they made it to the rabbanon, not you can't use it. But the iser is a rabbanon. Lariv mutul hatu kli chadash. Abul Rosh pasuk a timer the rabba of a rabba. He has a problem of dalat amis. Rabba's arguments, and the problem is talking kli, which is Rabba's arguments. Since I can't use, I'm not allowed to use it like this. It's just a tikkun kli when I travel it, and I might carry dalat amis. Feel kli schuchas the tefillah says kli amah hurak min rabbanon gam ken also la yeshar oisar mezbezet. Now, that not only does it apply to that which is chayav in tefillah d'oraisa, so even that which is chayav in tefillah d'rabbanan, it's relevant.
Wow.
Even kli schuchas, that which a new kli that you buy from a goy, that which a kli which you buy from a goy needs tefillah d'oraisa, that applies to metals, and d'rabbanan applies even to glass.
What's relevant? The person may carry it more than four amos.
So it's relevant. There's four reasons why Chazal asked by Kalim Temeim. Four machlokes. The Rosh Paskins, the two arguments of because you might carry dalat amos, and it looks like tikkun kli. So both of those svaras apply to Kalim Chadashim. Fine. Fine. Now, the Ramah said, if you have a kli which is royal, the malas b'mayim, yimalenu mayim in a mikvah, but also the tefila. So it's not the bir loch yimalenu mayim. So Mishabur said, but the mice, you can't make a bracha. The whole het over here, because it looks like you're not. It doesn't look like you're doing tefila. It looks like you're just getting some water. Okay, so if you make a bracha, it's nikkur that you're doing it the shame tefillah, and that's also to do. We're going in the sheet which holds that a tefillah is aser, but the eitzah mamalamayim is an eitzah. Well, not if you make a bracha, you're back to it looks like tefillah and it's aser. Bumimagan Rama v'kashuli the imkain beisha nida the kaimel biyardesim and kumsari zayin the materas litu b'shabbes. But Tamishum the Nirka maker. Now Lakhara woman doesn't need it, but going to the mikvah, the Mor says that really better that should be the account of Tikkun Kli, Tikkun Gavra, by going to the mikvah, removing the Isurim which are on the person. It's also a Tikkun. The Gemara says, yeah, but it's not obvious. It looks like the person's just going there because they want to wash themselves. They want to cool off. Okay. But nobody says you can't make a bracha on Shabbos. But according to this argument of the Magen Avraham, the whole hetter is because near kemaker. If you make a bracha, it's obviously doing the same tefillah, not kemaker. So the lechart should be also make a bracha over there. According to the Magen Avraham. His answer is Mishum the Minagainu Lavork Akhara Tvila. Okay, Mishasa Tvila Lominker. Okay. I was a doyhik the technical remove Simon Rish in Yoridaya that he holds that you make the bracha afterwards. The Sosan Kashidas Rabbi Shadam Kamat Kulam, the Sirlu, the Bechol Tvila Bavarach Karama Tvila. The Bible Tvila is Gemma Shum, the Kati Gavra Lechosi. Hoyla Haskir, the Simon Kubsari Zion, the Base Yosef Shalor, the Lotivarech. Okay. So if the Magen Avraham is right, Lechara, that this should be true over there by Tvila. Woman is a needer. Furthermore, another kasha. We got make a dinner with kasha. This whole dinner over here, Hechatir and the Malus, Mayim al Smach said, the other of me Ora in the time of Shuman's Perkal, they don't turn me Shum, then you're a Chalavorach. If you lose the bracha, so you're not allowed to do it. And over here it seems we're almost saying that this is an option. It's not really an option. We see that the law is that a person who wants to take be mafresh truma and he's not clad in such a way that he's allowed to make a bracha is not allowed to be mafresh truma. Simul dafrosh itself is not affected by the lack of clothing, but since you can't make a bracha, you're not allowed to be mafresh truma without making a bracha. After the litchuk to marry the tzar b'shabbes ben lo acher, he has no other rate, the other kli. Av kusher rishon kosher. Well, the tzavina yisi amr the mavutim avarch beish b'shemishakei akli b'sechamayim amat pila. So I would suggest lulei the tzavina. If I wasn't scared, I would have suggested that you do make a brach. So then, my second question is not a question anymore. My first question is not a question either. Because you see, I need you make a bracha, and that's okay.
One second question, if this isn't a question.
How you allowed to tell whether you're losing a bracha?
What's the first question?
You see, by need that you make a bracha. Who didn't you need the mutar sitzvah? Even when she's tevel on Shabbos, she makes a bracha. According to this Magen Avraham, she should not make a bracha when she's table on Shabbos. But that's not true. But then you need it. The Mataris Litvul after bracha mikadam v'dasim achaber. But time Mishum the Kibbutz the Batsim Atilu the Mitzvah Milsa Klau Mishum the Nirkim Right to Lot Malas Mayim or Benita Mishum the American Maker. Once that's true, Shuv Memela LaGozer Abanan Al Tvil Azu Melam Ut the Baruch Gam Ken. Okay. Fine. Sifkas. Sifkas. Kaisha shotsa boy ena Yehudi. Mutal hadichel adivriyako. So what's the chiddush over here? The goy drank wine from here, this cup, and when he drinks wine from the cup, the wine which remains in the cup becomes osur because the guy drank from it. So when you're washing out the cup, your mom is taking out the issur. Right now, you can't use the cup until you wash it out. So the chara, it's a tikkun on the kli. So that's not called tikkun on the kli. So the mishabura lamazan shoshosu by yain. After b'loy hadocha osur dishtamish boy, you're not going to use the kli, the cup as is, because of the yain which is osur in the kli. It's not that the kli itself is Isser. You're changing the kli. The kli is heter with something in it, which is iser. Because masira eno masakna. So removing the iser is not changing the kli. Elokemeser mimenu davar mos. The same thing, you would have a kli which has something which is disgusting in it, and you wash it out. That's not called tikkun the kli. The kli is the kli, and the davar mos is happens to be there. You're not allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos for after Shabbos. So if you know you're not going to use it, so you can't wash it. Now we haven't looked at the next question. So now, when I have a normal plate and I have some residual food in it, which I'm not planning to wash after Shabbos, that doesn't make the place muksa because the residual food is not betzem oser. But over here, there's iser in this cup. There's iser of wine which a goy touched. So, l'chara, I should have a problem of being metal to the kli. Well, how he bosses the davar oser? We should argue that the kli is functioning like a bosses for the davar oser, which is the wine which is inside. So, there it is. The perurim batelim legabi akos. I skipped. Below dalcha, I feel yesh because perurim pas shashar by anyudi by yayin. So the guy dipped his bread into wine. Feel like a mutal tatal akos. So how he busted over aser. The perurim batelim legabi akos. So these little things that left over, which is there, even though it's not just a liquid, even, but there's also even a salad there. But the mice is not kosher in his bottle. So you can't say that the kais is a bosses for the perurim and the leftover the dregs of the wine.
The intent was probably to drink the wine, so it would be a chush to say it's a bosses. There's no intent to leave it there. No, I didn't put the wine in the kos. The intent to leave the wine in the kos for Shabbos. The guy put the wine in the kos intending to drink it. What's left just happens to be left. It wasn't placed there intentionally.
Correct. Okay.
Why?
Zev is saying that we had back in Hillel's buses that the Reno Tom said buses is not automatically whenever I have my item B and the A is on top of it, automatically B is a buses. It's only if I intended that B should be that A should be in B, that B becomes a buses to A. If B is relegated to the function of taking care of A, B becomes a bosses. So leftover wine in the cup, that wasn't the function of a cup. So the purpose of cups in the world is to hold leftover dregs. That's not a true statement. It's to hold a cup and drink it from it, but once it's finished, the little leftover which is insignificant, and it's not a bosses for that purpose. Okay, because the Shemus Hadashin, the Ein Levatel Isser B'Shabbos. So now Mr. Berg really goes up into a side issue. The Loch is a bitul that Yilalim Mevatel and Isser, even in this era where there's a general rule of Mevatel and Isser L'Chachila. There are some exceptions to it. But on Shabbos, we have a added issue of that you're creating a tikkun. Then the Chot Tikkun Golem is there. If I have something which is Isser, and I have a way to mevatel, make it heter again, then it's mamash a tikkun. V'after yaradei simas haritet sevav hagoa sirlu hu da'af b'chol en levatel shum iser lohisev alov ad shishim mefila im hu iser d'rabanan. So what is this whole discussion in the Geya? There's a din of ein mevatel in iser l'chachila applies even on any day of the week. Even on iser d'rabanan. So the way you would do it is simply very simple. If a person had Isser, got mixed into Heter, and there wasn't the sheer bittel, so you add more Heter till there's enough Heter there to mevatel it. So you can't do that. Okay, so if you can't do that on the weekday, so what's this discussion over here? The Gabi Shabbos. Can we come welcome Nafka Mine Linyan Yavish Beyavish Shinis Arav Kadbetray? Interesting. Look at this. That The shir bittul, there are two different shiri bittul, more than two, but there's two primary shiri bittul. One is that if you have an item of iser here, you can mevatel it, and that the ikar shir for that is chad betray. That a roiv is mevatel. So if you have two items of heter, one item of iser, the two items of heter are mevatel the one of iser. There's another concept called tam kiker, which says that even if the item is bottle, I can still taste it. It's like it's still here. The shir for bittul for that is shishim, usually. Now, if items which are liquid and they mix together, immediately I have to worry about there's a tam there, there's a flavor over there of the iser. I need shishim to move out to it. It goes into something which is hot. It puts a flavor in it. I need shishim. If it's yavish for yavish, it's dry stuffs. So then the shir is bittul is chad betray. But Chazal said you can't rely on chad betray. Why? Because maybe you'll cook it afterwards. If you cook it afterwards, now it's going to add flavor. This is going to add flavor. So theoretically on the raisa level, if I would have three pieces of meat, all three pieces of beef, two of them are from an animal which is shochet, one from an animal which is the shkita wasn't valid. So the if they're all mixed together, it's a teruvus. So the two of heter are mevatel, the one of iser. But we said that we have a new problem of tam. If there isn't shishim, when you eventually cook it together, it's going to put tam. So on that, the halacha is in a case where it's botel chad betray. And right now there's no tam. And you're just saying we cannot allow you to move out the chad betray because eventually you might come to cook it and eventually there's going to be a problem. So it's add more. They're allowed to add more. It's not called mivat is the chad betray because no mystery here really. That's it. It's all the concern of what's going to be in the future. So before that happens, I can make sure that there's enough of heter to move out the yisur. So that's mutter on the weekdays. That's also that's what we're saying over here. That's not mutter over here.
So chiddush, we just think it's not really an iser here, though. So you're not really being mitaken anything. You're effectively an iser.
Well, what you're accomplishing is you're creating a hechatim so that you're able to cook it. So that's the tikkun.
Is it mutter or aser in the weekdays?
What? Saying that if you have chad betray, but it's yavish or yavish, so and it's chad betray, one of iser to two of heter, so it's bottle derisive. Right now everything is mutter, but you can't cook it. So Chazal said you need shishin. So I want to now on the weekdays, there's chad betray, so derisive it's bottle. I have an iser, but I can't use it as is because I might come to cook it. I want to add some more to prevent me from getting into that situation. That's mutter. So I can be mevatel up to shishin. Add up the shishim of heter in order to be mevatel the iser, because right now it's not really iser yet. I can make it mutter to cook. Fine. Now, v'hecha the mikla koli isura shori, because she calls him simon tov kuf zayin sif beis. So the locha is so by muksa has in it two lochas. It has the ikra din the smachta the raisa or the din the raisa is usage, not movement. Something which is not mukhan for Shabbos, I'm not allowed to use it. I cannot use it on Shabbos. So Zal came along and said, "Well, now that it's not usable, it becomes something which is not functional. So then it's like Eitzim Avonim, you can't move it either." So if you had wood which at the beginning of Yom Tov was attached to the tree, so that wood is muksa. So you can't use it on Yom Tov. It falls off the tree. You can't move it, but you surely cannot use it on Yom Tov to be in a header from it. So now it fell into the oven. I didn't put it there. It fell into the oven. So am I allowed to even ahead of from the heat from the oven?
Yes, yeah.
So you are. Why?
I don't know why you are, but yeah.
Because the Isser of Muksa is gone. By the time you have the benefit from the light and the heat, the Muksa is not here anymore. So it's Mikla Kol Yisura. The Isser gets burnt. So, but I'm not allowed to go to Chatkila, and I'm not allowed to go to Chatkila and light it with it, because then I'm in Mishnah the Muksa to light the fire. So let's say it falls in. Right now there is... There isn't the sheer bittel. So I want to add more wood of heter to create a sheer bittel to allow me to light the fire. So that's also mutter. So I'm mevatel it because there's no itzer right now. Be'etzem itzer is the itzer of being mishtamish with it is really called when I get the benefit. But then there's no itzer anymore because it'll be burnt. So I just need some heter to start the process. So I can add more wood to mevatel the wood which is there. So that's another example where it's mutter, and that's mutter even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's a fair shit. It's mutter on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. So it's mutter on Yom Tov.
Can't be
even according to Shabbos and Dashin. Because since the time you're actually benefiting from it, there's no mystery anymore. That's not called about the lister. New point. Mutter the shar shishim filling the sarab erev Shabbos lo ned leyad Shabbos. So a person can calculate if there's shishim of heta there. We're not discussing bimavata, but it's something it mixed together already. Is it heta mixed together? And I want to figure out if it's mutter. So I need to calculate if there's shishim. So I'm allowed to do that calculation. Now, but l'shar b'dasa, but mara einov halim d'loy. I can't measure it. I cannot measure it. What I can do is guesstimate it. Now, I'll begav the medida the mitzvah shori. So l'charam. What's the problem? I'm doing a medida to figure out if this is Isra Hatter. That's the current that goes under the umbrella of mitzvah. Hachanir kimasakin ba'isim ma'isim b'yadayim. Over here, if I'm doing a medida and now figure out that there's shishim and then say it's mutter, so it looks like I'm misakin it by measuring it. So we don't, even though it's a medida shemitzah, we're not going to allow the medida because it looks like that medida is creating a tikkun, possibly. Kasim magen rum the yavish v'yavish and yisar of chad betray. So now there's another din of yavish v'yavish where they got mixed together, one of isser and two of heter. So it's yavish v'yavish, it's mutter. And if it's not something which you might come to cook, so for sure it's mutter. But the ma'aseh, there's a din d'rabbanan that even though minaraisa all three are mutter, chazal or mechayev to discard one and not use it. So mutter lahashik echad mehem lahatur acher. You're allowed to throw one away to mount to the other ones. The kibbutz and elochimur ba'alma. Since mikir din that's not required, the midin of kol shein on echad adam echad shori. One person eating all three, we say you can't do, even that is mechalikus, but we pass on that you can't do because the mice, the person's body eating yisr. Right? There's two pieces of beef which are shot from a shchuta, and one piece of beef from a nevela. So the person eats all three pieces of meat, he vadi ate nevela. But if two people ate it, nobody vadi ate yisr. So mikra din shvi mutter, chazar mechayvi to throw one out. So since it's all in the Rabbanan, I can't have a kimasakin. In sakin trefa, so a knife which became absorbed iser in it. In Rosh Lalata Belechem Kedoma B'tzernin, the boy Hadocha. If you want to use it to cut bread or something like that, which requires that it has to be washed off well. The mash reshif shuf heitev lo yadachu behalma. That halacha, because there's like fat and stuff like that, it doesn't just mean like washing it minimally. It means rubbing it very well. Saying las is a b'shabas tavikim masakin. So that already goes under the umbrella of the concept of masakin. It's more than just washing your dishes after a meal. Okay. Test. Mutter the shafsha for kelim b'chol davar. So you're allowed to, you're washing your dishes and you want to rub them with something to remove the dirt, etc. So that's mutter. The potential malach over here is mamachik. As you're rubbing with these different types of items that you're using for rubbing down the kli, you might be actually smoothing the surface of the kli. They use abrasive types of things like sand, etc., and the abrasion will actually smooth the surface of the kli, which potentially goes under the iser of memareach of smoothing something. So it's mutter chutz mikli chesed begar tikkun shu shimre yayin kishnisyav shu beniskashu menei shu mamachik lchi chesed shu rach. Taking silver, assuming it means sterling silver, which silver on its own is a fairly malleable metal. Fairly soft metal, so you take this gartikon, which was some type of a cream of tartar type of a thing, and when you would rub it on the silver, it would actually smooth it. So that's awesome. B'chol davar, so shashem is mutter b'chol davar. I feel b'neser b'chol, even if you want to use neser, which is like borax or coal, which is sand. If you address the muksa issue, they're not muksa by designating them for to put them in a certain place for usage before Shabbos. Now, what about the lisha issue of you're adding water to the sand? You're making like a mixture. It already had water in it. Or vice versa, you don't use any water; you just use the sand. Or there's so much water there that it doesn't become a mixture, doesn't clump together. That fact that you're picking up the sand, which is dry, with wet hands, and thereby moistening that, it's if you do lisha, that's not significant. So al kaponim, that's how he addresses the lisha issue. Now, the gar of habimachik, it might rub the kli and do mamachik. Kamochem hadi doshim miskabim shori. Al begartikon habipsik reisha. The gartikon and the kli chesiv is vada going to do that. It's a psik reisha. Ramil hayo isel lishtev as a tzchuchis b'shibar l'shuv l'hatziroi. They were taking oats and rubbing it on glass. It will leave a residue which will make it very, very shiny. Sir tam lama. So what's the argument? V'efshad asir lehu d'davka l'hadiyach ha-kelem m'shiyun n'kiyam shari avalo l'hatziroi v'zeichik. So this is beyond just washing the kli. This is almost like polishing it. It makes it look very bright. So the Chazal didn't allow you to have that tircha to do that for that purpose. But he's not convinced that that's true. Silver is affected by gartikon. The other kalim are not affected by gartikon in the same way. Also, so sharpening a knife, see, even if you don't use the millstone, you would just rub it against a piece of wood, it also sharpens it. So that's going to be a problem of mamachik. Is mirabonon? It looks like you're smoothing it out, which is what you're trying to do. So that's a fair question. So If you do it on Eitz, which wasn't the normal place to do it, Mitzadis of Tikkun Kli, we would be matter it because of the Shinui. So he's saying, but that doesn't help me for the issue of Mimareach. Mimachik. Yud. Echav and Kalim Melech, the fish of Melech Nimcha Keshechayf Bechazka. So the salt dissolves into the water. The causing things to melt is also so. This is equivalent to making it melt. So the issue is like rubbing it with the salt. That's a problem. But I will meet in melech b'mayim shemadiach ben kalem. I will gav the nimcha b'mele. But putting salt in, which eventually it dissolves, that's an osur. K'marsham the mutar lita nashelig b'sechuk. But mayim I will gav apish nimcha b'mele ben ocheshish. Putting the ice into water doesn't bother us. It's only so much you're actively causing it to liquefy. So when you're rubbing with it, it's that you're making it, as you rub it, it's absorbing liquid. It's like you're making it liquefy.
Putting the ice into water?
No, by the salt.
Putting the salt into water?
Yeah.
Is that ice?
Is this a kli that's wet that's a problem, or just any kli that you're...
No, they would do it with water.
They would do it with water.
They would do it with water, I think. Okay. Let's,